I saw a great big rock. It towered up to the sky. There was my darling lover, and also there was I. He offered me a precious gift, so costly, rare, and grand. I stroked its perfect contour as I took it in my hand. It grew and grew much warmer as I held it very tight. I pressed it to my bosom in the lovely starlit night. My lover hid it with his coat. I tried to take a peep. Oh, it was a thrilling moment, even though I was asleep. I said, "Please let me see it." He answered, "Close your eyes and I will give it to you." My lovely big surprise. He fumbled in the darkness. I whispered, "Hurry, dear. I'm dying just to pull it out and put it in me here." Oh, it hurt me quite a little to think he'd let me stand beside him while he fumbled with that big thing in my hand. It should have been inside me to make me nice and warm, but still I kept caressing its long and shapely form. He said, "How can we do it the way we ought to do?" We tried and tried, but somehow it went in all askew. We pulled it out and we tried again, and then it harder grew. I felt like saying something that's strictly entre nous. My lover said, "There's some way to do this thing upright, and I am going to do it if we stay up here all night." At last we got it started. Oh, boy, and was it grand. I felt a little trickle so sweet upon my hand. He said he'd let me taste it. So I took a little sample. He said, "Now, dear, be careful. There's a mouthful, that's quite ample." But I became excited. I didn't know what I was doing. I dropped it, and he yelled, "Look out, good God, our fun you'll ruin." Oh, dear, I felt so sorry, a broken-hearted cuss, because the gorgeous thing I dropped was dear to both of us. He said, "Of course, I know I should have kept a better watch, but now you've lost our corkscrew, and you've broken our bottle of scotch."
Hello, I'm Vincent Price. High up in the Idaho Rockies, there is a breed of animal that performs a violent, bone-crushing ritual each year. I'll tell you about it after this from Best Western Motels. Rocky Mountain Bighorn sheep can be found mostly in the wilderness surrounding Challis, Idaho. If you're ever out there during the fall, you may witness an intense social duel among the young rams. In the end, these duels will determine the herd's dominant ram. The battle begins suddenly when the two rams rear up and charge headlong at each other. Their heads crack together with ear-splitting impact. Like ancient gladiators, the two animals collide again and again, throwing the full force of their 250 pounds at each other. And after each charge, shock waves ripple through both bodies. To their advantage, it is an exercise that occurs only once a year. And not unlike other species, including man, the fight usually starts over the favors of a female. I'll be back after this message. If you are inclined to search out the Rocky Mountain Bighorn, it may comfort you to know that despite their own violent duels, they have never been known to threaten a human being. Maybe they know better. Maybe they just don't like us. This is Vincent Price. See you again on Odyssey.
Thank you. the scene of the crime could be anywhere at any time. And I'm always salivating about the maniac responsible. I know that to attack is merely the desire to free oneself from infatuation, that there's a thin line between a love tap and murder with a blunt instrument, that a sharp stick in the eye kills the devil in the soul every time, and night after night those hollow screams echo out through deserted parking lots, that paper oasis littered with lottery dreams. I'm always lacerating myself with memories and the demented visions of some woe-begotten messenger of the Lord who's now living down at the hangover hotel where everybody's living hand-to-mouth, trying to get ahead. But shit, a quick jaunt down to the corner store to pick up a 40, a Colt 45, a fifth of Jack, a bottle of aspirins, half a dozen condoms, and a carton of cigarettes will bring it down real hard by about 50 bucks. And then all you're left with is your dreams, and you'll be dreaming amongst drunks. Yeah, dreaming. The way it used to be, oh, the way it used to be, shit, the way it still is. Dirt cheap deeds sloppily executed on sheetless mattresses, petty crimes of passion bringing secrets to the surface with blood and alcohol. The scene of the crime could be anywhere at any time.
I knew more. We always talk cause I still want more. Best part of my day is when she walks in with her black hair all on her in her flams. She'll never know what I wanna say. I can't tell her, she'll probably laugh in my face. Love with a girl that doesn't love me. Something different about Melody. Melody's so pretty, she lights up the sky. Being with her makes me feel so alive. When she talks to him, it kills me inside, cause I know that she will never be mine. I'm just a fool who's scared of love, too tough to cry, cause I got her once. I'll use this hand and wear my heart on my sleeve. It's a something different found Melody.
As their emblem
and a Nazi swastika tattoo on their arm.
They come roaring out of the dust
to menace, to intimidate, to destroy.
Here now,
for the very first time, the shattering true story of the Hell's Angels,
told boldly on the screen, uncensored and unvarnished.
Hell's Angels on Wheels in roaring color,
with all the Hell's Angels of Northern California. You'll blow your mind when you see kooky gals with their bodies painted by a new wave pop artist.
It's the wildest party scene ever put on film.
Hell's Angels on Wheels, with all the violence, all the menace, exactly as it happens.
And when you see a Hell's Angels wedding, you just won't believe it.
See it. Hell's Angels on Wheels, in roaring color. For mature audiences only.
Everybody, clap your hands.
Yeah,
ah, you're looking good. we'll do the trouser press, baby. 1, 2, 3.
Yes, trouser press, baby. Woo! Do the trouser press, baby. Woo! Do the trouser press, baby. Woo! Trouser press, baby. All night long. Give it all you can. It's much better than the prefabricated concrete coal bunker. Trouser press. Yes. Woo!
Program you've just been listening to was a recording of a new play by G.G. Dunhill in one act for 8 Albatrosses in the Reservoir. The part of Gooch was played by a frying pan. The other parts of Gooch were played by...
Cover up that broken heart. I said I don't wanna go. Filthy,
yeah.
Dirty. Thank you. infidelity.
This is gonna break your heart, and I'm looking for the easy way to tell you that I got a chance for a brand new start, and it's a guy to be without you.
La 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 la.
corazón hace tic-tac cuando te miro. Y si me vuelves a mirar, mi alma suspira cuando te pones a bailar. Tu cinturita va al compás y seguidita mi corazón hace tic-tac. Tic-tac, tic-tac, hace mi corazón tic-tac, tic-tac, cuando me miras tú. Tic-tac, 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 hace mi corazón tic-tac, 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 cuando me miras tú. Por ti mi nena hace tic-tac, ay mi negrona hace tic-tac.
Yeah. street to street. You are lazy as can be. You stand on the corner flirting with every chick you see. Daddy, 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 come on home to me.
Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias, damas y caballeros. Y bienvenidos, nos llamamos Los Straight Jackets. Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos aquí, fin de semana final, Club Foothill, aquí, Long Beach, California. Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Damas y caballeros, ahorita vamos a tocar una canción en nuestro segundo CD, Viva Los Straight Jackets. Es una canción de señora Nianjo. Es la canción misteriosa, se llama Casbah.
Thank you. forgive you, girl. Well, you beat my mama, and you don't move me no more. Well, a big fat mama, well, a big fat mama, ooh, big fat mama. Well, you big fat mama, well, you big fat mama, and you don't move me no more. Well, I told you I love you. Well, I told you I love you. You're not gonna call me a fool. Well, I don't care, baby. You don't move me no more. Well, a big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Ooh, big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. You don't move me no more. And bleeding, you can come back to me. Oh, well, a big and a bleeding, you can come back to me. Well, I don't care, baby. I won't wanna be free. Well, a big fat mama, woo, big fat mama, yeah, big fat mama, oh, big fat mama, yeah. Well, you big fat mama, you don't move me no more.
Take me in your arms and never let me go. go. Whisper to me softly while the moon is low. Hold me close and tell me what I want to know. Say it to me gently, let the sweet talk flow. Come a little closer, make love to me. Kiss me once again before we say goodnight. Take me in your loving arms and squeeze me tight. Put me in a mood so I can dream all night. Everybody's sleeping, so it's quite alright. Come a little closer, make love to me. When you're near, so help me, dear. Chills run up my spine. Don't you know I love you so? I won't be happy till you're mine. When I'm in your arms, you give my heart a treat. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. Every time we kiss, you make my life complete. Baby doll, you know you swept me off my feet. Now's the time to tell you, make love to me. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. Every time we kiss, you make my life complete. Baby doll, you know you swept me off my feet. Now's the time to tell you, hey, baby, make love to me.
Some fish, mama, I'm as hungry as can be. Oh Lordy, how I wish, mama, you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head's killing me. I seen my ex last night, mama, at a dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, mama, I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. Don't you think I'm psycho, mama? You can pour me a cup. If you think I'm psycho, mama, better let them lock me up. Don't hand the dog to me, mama, I might squeeze him too tight. And I'm as nervous as can be, mama, but let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, mama, standing right by his bed, with my hands near his throat, mama, wishing both of us was dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? You better let them lock me up. You know the little girl next door, mama, I think her name is Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead. Mama, why, I just seen her in the park. She was sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, then my mind walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, Mama, why don't you get up? Say something to me, Mama. Mama, why don't you get up?
Their legs had legs and long hair to their knees. They'd run through the flowers, shinny up trees. When they tiptoed through the city, better life all the lies. They'll drink up our wine and take our dirty socks. Football shoes. You can see them kicking chicken,
chicken, chicken, chicken
on the 6 o'clock news. Well, they don't give up. They got nothing to lose. They're on their way to Tennessee. That's why I got the blues. Hear them bite their toenails up in the trees. Drinking our wine, getting stoned as an ox, staggering around in our dirty socks. Little hairy legs in socks and football shoes. You see them kicking chicken,
chicken, chicken,
on the 6 o'clock news. Well, they don't give up. They got nothing to lose. They're on their way to Tennessee. That's why I got the blues. They're on their way to Tennessee. That's why I got the blues.
Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater. Our first installment this week, Box 13, with Tempest in a Casserole.
Box 13, with the star of Paramount Pictures, Alan Ladd, as Dan Holliday.
Dear Mr. Box 13, care of newspaper Star Times, I am Nick Nerikios. For 20 years, I own a restaurant, and there is no trouble, and that is good. Now, I got trouble, and that is bad. One day, I look through paper, I see Box 13, that you go any place, do anything, you want adventure. All right, Mr. Box 13, you come to Nick's place, 2129 10th Street. You have no trouble finding it because it is only Nick's place.
It is the only Nick's place in the neighborhood. Maybe you help Nick? Yes? Maybe I help Nick, sure. At first I was laughing, and later I was laughing. But I was laughing with tears in my eyes.
Box 13 is brought to you by Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations. And this week, brought to you by Acme Brand Bourbon. If anyone asks, it's because you just had a long day. But do you need a reason to buy it? It's Acme Brand Bourbon. Now, we return you to Box 13, here on Dime Store Radio Theater.
And now, back to Box 13 and Dan Holliday's newest adventure, Tempest in a Casserole.
What's his last name, Mr. Holliday?
Nerikios.
Oh.
Doesn't seem like anything interesting could come of it, does it, Susie?
Well, I think you ought to go and see him.
Hmm? Why? I've had better letters than this, and you've thrown cold water on him.
His place is on 10th Street.
Keep going, Susie. What's your point?
Well, I thought you could do me a favor at the same time.
Uh-huh. What?
Look.
What's that?
I ordered an earthenware pot from Caldwell's department store on 10th Street. And look what they sent me.
It's cute. A little merry-go-round. A toy.
I know, but it isn't what I asked for.
What did you ask for?
I told them to send me a carousel.
Oh, you got it.
I didn't. I got this.
If you ordered a carousel, you... You...
I do not think this is very funny.
Susie, did you by any chance mean a casserole?
Oh. I guess I did.
The customer at Caldwell's is always right. You ordered a carousel, and a carousel you got.
Will you take it back for me, please?
No, sure. And even if Nick doesn't have anything interesting, I can do you a favor. So long, Susie. A half hour later, I was in Nick's place on 10th Street. A clean, neat restaurant that seemed to be doing a wonderful business. Every table was filled, and the counter was loaded and crowded with people. I asked for Nick, and a waitress guided me to his office in the rear.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can do you something, sir.
Well, the question is, what can I do for you?
What are you selling?
My services. Free.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do not understand. Mr. 13? Mr. 13? I am so glad. Please, you sit down, please. Huh?
Oh, thanks. I have a name as well as a number, Nick. It's Dan. Dan Holliday.
Oh, good, Mr. Dan. My name, Alexander Nerikios.
Alexander? But I thought...
Oh, sure, sure. My name, Alexander. But when I first come to this country, everybody called me Nick. One name, she's good like any other. But that is not here or any place, yes?
Yes, I suppose not.
Mr. Dan, you see my restaurant, you come in, yes?
Yes, and you're doing a roaring business, Nick.
Like Shakespeare says, it's a rob.
What do you mean?
Oh, Mr. Dan, you look here. I open the door.
It's still crowded out there.
Yes, but each one have coffee, just coffee. They sit and read newspapers, books, anything, and they drink one cup of coffee.
Nothing else?
Nothing.
Oh, I see. And how long do they stay?
All day long. I am losing money, fist over hands.
Any enemies who might want that?
I? Enemies? No, I have no enemies, Mr. Dan. I like everybody. Everybody like me. You ask all around. Everybody say, Nick Nerikios, good man.
Has anyone else ever wanted this spot?
Oh, sure. Lots of times people come, they want to sub lease from me. I say no.
Has that happened recently?
Sure, only 2 days ago.
I think that's it, Nick. This is a good spot in between Caldwell's department store and the bank. You probably did a lot of business before the coffee drinkers moved in on you.
Yes, but now, my regular customer, they come past at noontime. They look in, they see all the business. They in a hurry, so they go someplace else. Oh, Mr. Dan, you help Nick, yes?
Sure. I'll tell you what, Nick. You put a sign on each table and on the counter. Mm-hmm. One that reads, minimum charge, 50 cents.
Oh, that is wonderful. That's magnificent, Mr. Dan. Yes, sure. I do that. Yes.
Okay. Now I'll be running along.
Look, anytime you want, you come to Nick's place, you bring friends, all your friends. Nick cook personally for you. Anything you want. You do that, yes?
It's a deal.
Now you tell me something else.
What's that, Nick?
Why you do this? Why you put that ad in the paper?
Well, I write stories, Nick, and sometimes a letter leads me to a good one.
You don't take money?
No.
How you live?
By my stories. When I haven't got writer's cramp.
Oh.
Well, I've got to be going, Nick. Meanwhile, don't forget the signs on the tables and the counter. So, my...